This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now it's 7 at the hour. Friday is upon us. End of the first week of April, April 3rd to the 7th. The review of things that have gone on in the world of News Talk Radio. We'll touch on some of those things as we go through the course of this hour with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. This is the DJV Experience. I think one of the things that people want to hear from folks on the radio and so-called experts on television, Jennifer, is a reaction to what happened in Syria last night. The president saying this was necessary, was important because what was going on in Syria affected the entire world community. And so what's not clear to me now is what is really the fate of al-Assad. Was he arrested? Should he suffer the same fate as Saddam Hussein? Did pretty much the same thing. What's our relationship with Russia? Why didn't the Russians shoot down the Tomahawk missiles? And is Edward Snowden in play? Okay, what? Where do you want to start?
Good morning. Well, happy Friday.
Yeah. I mean, this is it. Wow.
Can we all have a pack? Can we do something? Okay. Can we think about almost everybody, including me, start sentences with "I mean"? That's we don't mean anything. This is what we think. How's that? Is that good?
Okay, we could do that, sure.
All right,
thank you. Just there's a lot that's changed since we last talked,
yes,
which is why I started that way.
All right.
I think that Donald Trump did something that we haven't seen in the last 8 years. He actually stood up and tried to regain America's strength as the moral authority in the globe, in the world theater, I guess, would be a way to look at it. He tried to regain some of America's power that I think was lost as being one of the most powerful nations.
Is it about power or decency?
And it's risky.
Yeah, it is risky.
Here, definitely both.
I
think it's about maintaining America's leadership. Yes. Yeah. And doing it in a moral way. I mean, you had Assad who killed 500,000 people over 7 years. And mm-hmm. this most recent attack was just the latest. Obviously, he continues to plan to do this, even though he made a pact in 2013 that the Russians signed off on that he wouldn't use chemical weapons anymore. The move, though, is risky because you have so many factions at play in Syria. You've got Russia, you have Iran with Hamas in there. You have a lot of different pieces of our enemy that are invested in Syria. And already the Russians, I think, overnight came out and said that America violated some sort of agreement, which obviously is not true because Assad violated the agreement by gassing people.
Well, I'm not sure that you can tell or figure what the Russians really are thinking or doing, because it seems to be inconsistent. They can say one thing, but they could have knocked off every one of those missiles, and they didn't. So, all right, so that's conversation. Jennifer and I are on the West Coast. Back to the East Coast, where Victoria is. Morning newspapers are out. The perceptions on social media, conversation about the campaign to get rid of Assad. So when you've listened to some of the conversation about this over the past, let's say, 12 hours, Victoria, where has it brought your head?
Well, I've been sleeping for the past 12 hours, so.
Congratulations.
Good job.
I haven't talked to anyone about this. I was in a bubble last night, so from everything I've read on social media so far, it seems like, you know, there are people like Jen who think this is, you know, that he did a good thing, and there are other people who think that this is going to get us into a lot of trouble, and that's going to start some controversy with Russia that has been brewing for a long time. So I don't know. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball. We'll have to just see how this plays out. I mean, Assad is, I think everyone agrees, Obama agreed too. Assad is a really bad guy.
Obama and the two secretaries of state that he had both said, Assad's got to go, but they didn't get him out of there. In this
they went about it by, you know, funding the rebels against Assad. But,
yeah, but that
you know,
didn't work.
Yeah, right, didn't but work. Now everything I've read, that it says that from the Trump administration that actually getting rid of him isn't a priority. So I'm not sure what that...
Well, that was as of... So things have changed with his foreign policy towards Syria. Just a few weeks ago, he said, look, it's up to the Syrian people. If they want to get rid of them, they should get rid of them. The big news yesterday was this policy shift because I think you got to see those very, very graphic images of little kids and babies and people just gassed to death while they're sleeping at night. And so the change was made. Now, I wouldn't support a full regime change of Assad because I feel like... you don't know what you're going to get. We've seen when we've gone in and tried to do changes like this before in the past, they never quite work out the way that we anticipate. But a really smart move is shutting down the way that he can deliver gas so that he can't do this again to his people. And a way that you do that is by attacking his air power and by taking out these airports, by taking out the ability for him to gas up his airplanes. And that's what was done. It was done in a limited way. We'll see if there's more to the story, if there's a dot, 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 if these attacks continue. But this is a really, I think, a strong message that you send to Assad saying, look, you cannot, we will not tolerate this. And I think that that was the right move. Democrats and Republicans seem to be supporting it in Washington.
Mm. All right. So for those of you who are not aware of what's going on, yesterday or last night, actually, what amounted to in the evening, President went before. That's another thing, kind of as a distraction. What the heck was going on with the audio and the video from down there? Like, we're not in a position in our technology, state of technology, to get a good clear line.
Mar-a-Lago needs a new AV guy, I think.
To me, maybe you'll think this is petty, but what I got out of it was the news media giving Trump the old 1-2, kind of the American salute. Okay, we don't like you. We're not going to give you good audio and video. I mean, come on. This is Palm Beach, Florida, for God's sakes. It's on the end of the strip. There are plenty of ways of getting a shot into the sky, and they have plenty of times before. All of a sudden now these trucks don't work, and they can't get their satellite beaming into the sky, and they can't get good electric, connection.
I know you don't like the news media, but I really don't think that that's the time that the news media would choose to mess with Trump. I mean, this is, like Jen said, this is something that's supported on both sides of the aisle. I don't think that that's a conspiracy theory. I don't think that's what happened.
I'll just say from our own experience with internet connections in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not great.
Not exactly the best place. I've had those troubles for years. Whenever I was working in Florida, when I was down there even last Christmas, trying to do the program from there, there was never a really good connection. All right, so this is not about that.
It was hard to hear you, and we all like you, and we want you to sound good. So.
No, it was a conspiracy, Victoria.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy. Yeah. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's how I edit in my mind what went on. Assad ought to suffer the same fate as Saddam Hussein. Now, having said that, Victoria made a very good point, or Jennifer did. What happens when you get rid of the people who are there that are in charge if you don't really have a plan? And there's no plan, really.
Hopefully we learn from that.
Well,
because that has happened so many times.
But Assad is just a bad dude.
Yeah.
Who ought to be, somebody ought to put him out of our misery. So
whatever happened to assassination?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whatever happened to, like, Jason Bourne goes in?
Yeah. We could have easily done that with Saddam Hussein. Instead of going to war with Iraq, we could have sent in the SEALs and bumped him off anytime. We knew where he was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Same with Assad. You can bump him off, get rid of his family. Now, the rumor I heard last night was that he was being shipped off to Tehran. He and his family and all their money get out of there, and somebody new gets put in who's agreeable to both the Russians and the Americans. I don't think
so. He leaves power completely, or he's still pulling
the strings.
They
knock him out.
Well, they want to get rid of him. The Americans. Right. I don't agree. I'm not sure agreement is the right word. I don't think that the way that we've put this together thus far is what's really going on. I think behind the scenes, the Russians, I think Putin and Trump put this together. Otherwise, if it hadn't been the case, then the missiles would have got shot down. All those missiles could easily have been knocked out.
Not if they didn't know they were coming.
First of all,
5 minutes to figure that out.
The Trump administration used their hotline to Moscow to let the military know. So they have a military-to-military hotline between the two forces, right? And so they used that hotline and said, look, get your air power out. Because part of the reason Obama never struck is because Russia parks their planes all over the place. And he goes, all we need to do is hit one Russian plane. Same thing I was worried about with Trump last night. Well, miraculously, I don't think we hit any Russian planes because that hotline was hit, said, look, get out of here. Russia is in there, yes, with Assad. They like their position with Assad, but Russia is not married to the Assad regime.
I don't think Putin likes Assad at all. It's just convenient because they got an airbase there.
That's what I'm saying, is that they like being there because it benefits them. But what I think could happen, and Rex Tillerson goes to Russia next week, is you talk to the Russians, you say, look, back off. Let's get this guy in control. You agree with us that this needs to happen. And I think you'll see Assad actually put the foot down on, Putin put the foot down on Assad saying, look, knock this off. I think that if you made a deal with Russia, they would back out of there in about 10 seconds. The group you have to worry about is Iran and Hamas, because they're the ones that are just going to be there and not want to negotiate.
Well, Daesh gets, they're the ones responsible for the gassing. Here's what I thought when I first saw this. The memories that I had, and maybe it's because I saw that movie this week, Zookeeper's Wife, which is about the Nazis taking over Warsaw during World War II, the beginning of World War II, and what happened to the children there, how they were starved to death. And then you move to the Vietnam era, and when we were using all that gas and the deaths of children in Vietnam. And you can look at any of these incursions. You can look at stuff that we weren't involved in Africa, where tribal leaders on one side or another, or leaders of different countries, have gassed their own people. And so here we have this continuing, this slaughter of innocents in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands. During Vietnam, it was millions. And during the Nazi invasions of Europe, it was tens of millions. And so at some point in time, there's a moral responsibility, it seems. It's taken us a long time to find our moral compass, but it seems to me what did it was the gas deaths of these people this past week, and enough is enough already. And so whether I don't agree with either of you. I think that there's something that's going to, who knows whether we're, who's right here. My sense, or I feel, that Russia was in on this, and not just from the notification point of view. And then there's the rumors that floated around last night that part of the deal was Edward Snowden, that Putin says, okay, we'll stay out of the way. We want you to take Snowden back, and we don't want you to prosecute him. Did anybody hear any of that floating around during the end of the day?
No, I did not hear any conspiracy theories except from you and from crazy enough, there was a couple of people on the wacky left that were saying Putin and Trump did this deal together, that Putin had Assad attack his own people so that they could give Trump a reason to bomb the Russians to make it look like there was no connection between the two. That was one I saw. And then there were a lot of Trump supporters on Twitter who were mad that he did this. I saw a backlash from Trump's base saying, look, this is not why we elected you. We want to do America first. And I thought that was kind of shocking, too. That was a surprise to me.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, there are no shortage of opinions today when it comes what happened in Syria, whether it's informed or not. It's interesting to have the conversation, so we've done that. It's 20 minutes past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How could we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now 23 after the hour, music time in this hour, starting with Britney Spears, who announced yesterday she's going to be performing live for the first time ever in Tel Aviv on the 3rd of July. Now, normally that wouldn't be a big item of interest. Looking at the Israeli newspaper that I take a look at every once in a while, going back and forth to Israel, sort of gives me entree into what newspapers people really pay attention to over there. And the Times of Israel are today expressing the overall excitement for somebody like Britney Spears to show up and do a concert, because a lot of people are afraid to go to Israel to perform. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want to go there. They don't want to go anywhere in the Middle East. So the fact she's going there is enough of a big deal. The elections in Israel were supposed to take place on July 3rd, but the Labor Party moved them to July 4th because Britney Spears is coming to perform on the 3rd. So they had difficulty in recruiting security guards who would rather be there. They have security. Israel, as you know, is very secure, very tight, and they have public and they have private security. All the private security was hired to take control of the park where she's going to perform, and so there wasn't enough to really protect the voters, so the politicians gave up and said, okay, we'll wait till tomorrow, the next day.
Smart move.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, it would appear. She's not been there, I don't think, before. And as I said, most performers don't want to go anywhere in the Middle East. They'll go to Dubai because they get paid lots of money to go there. But they're in and out. They don't stay there. They fly in, they do their performances, and then they leave. They don't spend the night in the hotels and all that stuff, though. They're in, because it really is a pretty insecure place, but they pay them so much money. Wasn't it? Was J-Lo went over and performed at somebody's wedding last year?
They
in
all
Dubai?
Get like $1 million in one song or whatever.
Yeah, gonzo.
But I would think Israel would be different. I mean, that would be the one place I wouldn't have an issue going.
Well, it's safer. I mean, when I went last year and Meredith wouldn't go with me because she didn't think it was safe, I thought it was... I've been there five times and never had anything other
right.
than really a pretty secure feeling, because they're so aware there
right.
of what goes on. And what the problems are, what the jeopardy would be if something happened. I've never seen a place, though, where people drive as badly as they do over there, and all the cars are all dented up because people are, you know, there's the psychosis of what happens if it goes on. So that is but kind of interesting already. They would change things for Britney Spears' performance. Next up on the musical hit parade, Madonna in the focus. She took a shot at Pepsi after the ad featuring Kendall Jenner was pulled this week. She has had a beef with Pepsi in the past. She threw a shade at the soft drink giants by posting a throwback photo of her carrying a can of Coca-Cola.
Kind of funny. Usually Madonna can be snarky, but that's a little funny.
Well, she did an ad for Pepsi back in the 80s. And so the whole idea of her drinking now something else, they used like a prayer, didn't they, for her, for the Pepsi?
That's right. Well, they pulled the ad because of her like a prayer video. It was controversial, yeah. So Pepsi really bailed on her. That's why she's being snarky about them.
The Vatican called for a boycott of Pepsi products after that video, which they referred to at the time as blasphemous. You blasphemer, you.
Well, it was a little, at the time especially, it was a little much. Yeah.
Well, how is it? That was about the same time when Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope, too, wasn't it?
Might have been about the same. I don't think she got a Pepsi ad either.
No.
Not quite mainstream when you shave your hair off.
No. So anyway, I like, and we all do, we all sort of raise an eyebrow when somebody who's an icon like this takes a shot at something that is as popular as Pepsi. Under the circumstances, it's okay. 28 past the hour.
Cast the die in your life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When Julius Caesar decided to cross the Rubicon, he supposedly said, "The die is cast." Die, in this case, is plural for dice, and the phrase refers to shooting craps. Once the die are thrown, what lands is what lands. Julius Caesar used the phrase to mean, "Hey, look, we're not turning back, so let's go for it." As we know, that worked out for him because he became, well, Caesar. When you think about it, the die has been cast in your own life, too. As my dad always says, this is not your practice life. When you realize that this is fully and entirely your life, it becomes time for you to cast the die on the decision to relentlessly pursue your dreams without the option to turn around, quit, or go back. For motivation to cast the die toward the dreams in your life, visit drchristianconti.com. For great articles from my dad, visit thisisnotyourpracticelife.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to $10 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How do you do? We want to know. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV crowd, including Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington with thoughts about Don Rickles, who passed away yesterday at the age of 90, almost 91, kidney failure. He came from New York City. Got his start in Hollywood when Frank Sinatra saw him perform at a club in Hollywood in 1957. He and Sinatra were friends through most of their lives. He was on a television show that was named The Don Rickles Show. Amazing as that was back in the 70s. He was on the Bob Hope Show all the time. He was on Johnny Carson's show all the time. He was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise. He was prolific. He was everywhere. There are a lot of people who thought he was the best comedian. He was the funniest comedian. We got a few pieces of audio here that we might want to bring. He was on with Jimmy Kimmel, I think, most recently, wasn't he? Isn't that his last appearance was on?
I think that was like 4 or 5 months ago he was on Kimmel. I don't think he's done much since then, though.
Nah. Well,
it might have been his last big appearance.
Yeah, here are some of the outtakes from Kimmel being on with, Rickles being on with Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. First guest is a legendary performer. He's a best-selling author. He's one of the greatest comedians of all time. Right, Don? Is that all correct?
Don't be a dumbbell.
This is the 8th appearance you've made on this show.
I'll drop my pants and fire a rocket.
Or can it keep going?
Well, I don't know. Did you want to introduce the other one?
That's a good idea. So this is not from Kimmel. This goes back to the 1980s when he was talking about his relationship with the rest of the guys in the Rat Pack.
Three of us in the dressing room. Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and me, you know. I was sitting there and we're ready to go on for the president, you know. So Frank says, no drinking, guys. Now, you understand it? No drinking. He says, you got it, pal. We're not going to take anything. And Rickles, you know, I'm not going to take no drinks, and I'm not going to have anything. And Frank goes out of the room, and Dean opens up his coat, and there's a row of booze right in the coat. And that night, we made Ronald Reagan know he's alive.
I remember that. This is the inauguration of Reagan. Frank Sinatra was asked by Nancy Sinatra to put the inauguration party together, like Nixon asked Ed McMahon to put his inaugural party together. And so that's what that was all about. Let's see his... he refers to, in this excerpt from one of his appearances, his style of comedy.
I exaggerate life and make fun of ourselves, as I make fun of you, you know.
Thank you.
You should be proud, because if I didn't like you, I wouldn't make fun of you. But as I look at you now, you got to get a nose job.
And here he is, his best friend in life, and what you like to see was Bob Newhart and Don Rickles together. That was very. This is always very entertaining. Listen to this.
And he said to me, "He's the sweetest man I think I've ever met." And she said, "He's such a family man, and you know, it kills him to be on the road." And I said, "Well, honey, his act is going to be a little different than the person you just met." So we go in, and Don comes out. First thing he says. He said, the stammering idiot is here from Chicago with his hooker wife from Bayonne, New Jersey. So, and with that, my wife's face fell. that's him.
Well, he invented insult comedy, so.
Yeah, modern day insult comedy. Yeah. You heard about that. When he wasn't cracking jokes, though, he was a really, really dedicated Los Angeles sports fan. He was apparently... connected to Vin Scully in some way, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Vin Scully, this was a piece from a story about Vin Scully. Vin Scully, I tell you, he's a great man. Unfortunately, well, I lost my son, rest his soul, Larry. He was a great, great youngster, and Vin was the guy from nowhere, but he called him up, apparently. This was talking to Jimmy Kimmel after when he was on the show a few weeks. It was a few weeks ago.
It's so weird how the universe sort of presents things to you in the right time. And I'm not even kidding. 2 days ago, I was sitting at one of my other jobs, and someone comes in and says, you have to see this. And it was Don Rickles doing a bit with the Dodgers. Tommy Lasorda, Pedro Guerrero, I think it was Ron Say and Steve Sack. So the Dodgers from the 80s. Funniest bit where he's just ripping these guys, that's what he would do. He'd go right up to them, rip them apart, but he did it in such a funny way that you couldn't help but laugh. And it made me think how much comedy has changed, or how much maybe we have changed as a society. At that point, we used to laugh at ourselves, even if it was a little insulting. Now, everybody gets so darn offended.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and it's ruined, or at least changed comedy, I think, in not a great way. He was so funny. And, you know, I had a chance, I think I told you guys, I saw him last year in concert. I bought my dad tickets to see Don Rickles in concert for Christmas. Not this past year, but the year before. And he was great. Even though he had this leg injury, he was sitting on stage. I think he got bitten by a brown recluse or some kind of spider. He was sitting down most of the time, but even at 88, 89 years old, the guy was still sharp as a tack. He was amazing.
Why do people find that sort of thing funny?
What?
What?
The insult humor. Why do people find that funny, amusing?
Because I think you laugh at yourself. I mean, that's the greatest thing that you can do. When you have the ability to laugh at yourself and not take yourself so seriously, what can touch you?
Yeah, I mean, one of the greatest moments of my entire broadcasting life was having Joan Rivers rip me apart. I mean, she literally shredded everything I was wearing. I mean, it was hilarious. So, yeah, Jen's right.
Why is it funny? Why is that funny?
I don't. Obviously, you don't have that same sense of humor that Jen and I do, I guess. But yeah,
no,
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm not trying to make you defensive. I just don't understand why insulting people is funny.
It's not
it
insulting.
It makes me very uncomfortable when I see stuff like that. I wasn't a big fan of Don Rickles.
So if Joan Rivers was making fun of your outfit, you wouldn't laugh?
Nah, probably not. Okay. I'd probably be self-conscious, actually.
Well, maybe we're more secure than that.
Well, maybe you might be. Maybe that's part of what it is. I don't know. I just never found that. When the time came for me to cross paths with Joan Rivers, I found her to be not at all what everybody thought she was, which is the case with many of these people.
People said about Don Rickles, nicest guy when he was off
yeah,
the stage. Nice
wonderful
guy.
Guy.
On the planet,
wonderful,
right.
Wonderful. Ed said that about him when we talked about him any number of times. He was a very good, very decent guy, very interested not only his family, but he apparently gave a lot to like Jewish philanthropy. He was very involved in that sort of thing. And the same is true, by the way, of Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers, when she was away from the maddening crowd, was not at all like her persona that she presented in public. She
yeah.
was. She loved her daughter, loved her grandchild. I mean, this is somebody who walked it and talked it and was very much a part of that life. And so
she
when you
was
saw
amazing.
Her
yeah.
that way, I remember walking into her office once at WOR in New York where she was doing the radio. Did radio for about two or three years, I think. And David Bernstein, who was a program director at the time, was a friend of mine, is a friend of mine. So I went in and visited. And you think a lot of the things that some of these people do are off the cuff? Nope. A lot of this stuff is really planned out, thought through. So it may be that she took you apart for what you were wearing, but believe me, she looked at you and sized you up before she opened her mouth. She had thought
I'm
things
sure.
through,
yeah.
and so did Rickles. So in that way, they were
on
very
the
much
air,
alike.
She did that. Off the
yeah.
air, she was the sweetest, like,
yeah.
grandma.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
she was
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. yeah, the two of them were the same that way. I just didn't find that sort of, even self-deprecating humor like that, I don't find amusing. And people say to me, okay, so what do you think is funny?
I asked you that during the break.
Yeah, right. Well,
and the funniest thing is, the one, and I'm not going to say because you can tell everybody, the one guy that you name is extremely controversial. He is very funny, very brilliant.
Dave Chappelle.
But very polarizing, and that's
yeah.
the guy that you pick, so that's sort of surprising to me.
I find him very, very amusing, very interesting. A character. All
I
right.
think it's all so, about the delivery vessel, right? Sometimes
yeah.
it works for you and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true. Bob Newhart, I always thought, was mostly funny most of the time, but you had to pay attention. Some of the things that were on the old Carol Burnett show, some of those old comedy shows that were around in the 70s, that stuff was funny. Yeah, that stuff.
That was very physical comedy. It's just different types. I mean, I tend to agree with you, and I love physical comedy. But
one night, Johnny Carson had a way of dealing with Rickles that was unlike anybody else. And it was physical. You're right about that. What comes into my mind were the two of them having a fight, basically, and they pushed each other around. And Carson, there was one night when Carson was getting a massage from some Asian woman on the air, and Rickles came out of nowhere. He wasn't scheduled as a guest. He was just in the studio, and he came through the curtain and just jumped on Carson. And there's a piece of that video around someplace. It's absolutely hysterical because Carson doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't. And Rickles is pushing him around, and they're wrestling like a couple of kids. And Carson's just absolutely going out of his mind. He's laughing so hard he can't control himself. So that kind of stuff, yes, that kind of stuff is funny. But taking shots at people, I never thought that was funny. Anyway, that's just me. So let's do, ladies, let's spend a minute on some sports news here at 45 after the hour. Derek Jeter is going to, this guy that has been a part of New York, hasn't he? When you think about Alex Rodriguez, you think about the current crop of stars in New York and baseball. Derek Jeter certainly is one of them. He apparently is part of a group of buyers that's trying to buy the team in Miami, the Marlins.
Marlins, yeah.
Right?
Jeter, who else is on the list of trying to
buy
that team?
Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
So they're not together, though, right?
They're opposing each other. Yeah.
It's a war.
So who's got that story?
Oh, I can do it if you want. You gave the bottom line here. Derek Jeter, who we know from the Yankees, is reportedly part of a team of prospective buyers that is going up against Jeb Bush to buy the franchise, which is in a lot of trouble. The Marlins have not been very successful at all over the last several years. He expressed interest in owning a Major League Baseball team back in an interview last May. He said, quote, "The thing that I'm interested in now is making the game grow. I think baseball is starting to take somewhat of a backseat to some of the other sports, and in my mind, I think this is the greatest sport in the world, and I'm interested in helping the game grow. Marlins could really use his help. They're one of the worst teams in the league, and so having someone with the power of Derek Jeter to recognize some of these great rookies that they've picked up over the last several years and get more, that would be a big thing. According to Forbes, the Marlins are worth $675 million after factoring operation costs and payroll. So
that's not a lot in comparison to...
Not if you look at the Dodgers or the Yankees, right.
Red Sox are worth $2+ billion, so there's not... It's a bargain at $675 million. Mm-hmm. He's a fellow that's also put himself out there. He works on an anti-bullying campaign, and that's an important... He would be an important face in an effort like that.
I actually believe him. You know, there's a lot of people I don't believe when they tell me the reason they're doing something, but I actually believe he loves baseball. Mm-hmm. He wants to see baseball have a great face to it, and so this is his way of doing it. And, you know, I might actually have to go out and support. I might be on Team Jeter over Team Bush, I think.
Mm-hmm. Really? Jeter over Bush?
Yeah, I think. Low-energy Jeb. He should use some Trumpisms and start labeling his opponents. That might help.
That's cute. All right, so that's the story with the future of the Marlins. So one of those things, you think, okay, so why hasn't somebody done something to fix them? Because they are so bad. You wonder about that, so maybe Jeter is the right guy.
What was the reason for them rebranding, Jen, when they went from the Florida Marlins to the Miami Marlins?
I have no idea.
And they got a new stadium, but I thought...
Teams do that all the time. We have the Angels in Southern California, and they were the California Angels. They were the Anaheim Angels. Mm-hmm. Now they're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim or something ridiculous. I don't know. It is.
And it confuses people. Much as anything else, like when the Patriots used to be the Boston Patriots, then they became the New England Patriots. And
it's just craziness. And when did they become? Why are we doing this? Yeah.
Well, I never knew them to ever be the Boston Patriots.
Yeah, they were
the
Boston
wild.
Patriots. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I learned something new today.
Wow. Congratulations. And you're on the DJV Experience at 11 before the hour.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class healthcare system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Time now for us to submit an overview of the top five songs in the world. Song, good day. The top five. Well, maybe we can sing the technology report, Victoria.
I'll let you do that.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay, the top five items this week from the world of technology as we count them down from number five. Let's get going, Victoria.
Well, people weren't too happy this week with Congress's recent efforts to roll back internet privacy rules, which we've all been talking about, and this has been a big buzz on social media. And so, of course, what happened was House Republicans voted to let internet service providers sell your private data without your consent. Exactly. And so, as retaliation, a slew of revenge-seeking GoFundMe campaigns have popped up, some of them already raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. The goal that they all share is that they want to buy those lawmakers' web histories and publish them for the entire world to see. Now, of course, this is not legal, but they don't care. They're doing this anyway. It's not just politicians that they want to stick it to. One of the... there are other people involved in this, too, like at the FCC and things like that. So they're going after everybody. One of the co-creators of the card game Cards Against Humanity is he also has a campaign to buy Congress's data. And he said, if and when any data becomes available, myself and Cards Against Humanity will do whatever we can do to acquire and publish it. We have a long track record of activism and spending around government transparency issues. So... this is not going away anytime soon. I think that's a developing story.
Top five items this week from the world of technology, counting down from five to one. Number four, and a focus on Samsung this week.
Yeah, Samsung has some great news this week. The Galaxy S8 and 8 Plus, they announced all the details. And, of course, this is the first announcement that Samsung has had since the exploding washers and dryers and the exploding phones that they had that became banned on all methods of transportation. So now the S8, everyone's been very excited about. The new phone display is bigger than the Galaxy S7. It has a curved screen, so it basically, like an infinity edge, it flows right onto the other side of the phone. And for the first time on a Samsung phone, the physical home button is removed entirely. That's not new for other Android phones, but Samsung was a little behind on that. The S8 will also feature Bixby, which is their new AI assistant similar to Alexa and Siri. And the thing that they say Bixby is different, Bixby actually observes behavior patterns of the user of the phone. So if you call your mom at a specific time each day, Bixby will then remind you and say, hey, do you want to call your mom? It's 4 p.m. So it's kind of interesting.
Hmm. All right. It's not 4 p.m., by the way, folks. Number three in the countdown, the United States Postal Service. Oh, this ought to be... For those of you who want to go into the conspiratorial mode, listen to this.
You can make They're a conspiracy out of anything. I love it. Well, snail mail is officially getting a digital twist. Thanks to the United States Postal Service, you'll be able to see photos of your mail every morning before it's delivered. It's called Informed Delivery, and it begins April 14th. It's available to most addresses nationwide at the moment. You can sign up. It's free. You just go to USPS. And what they'll do is they take a photo of all of the mail that's going to be delivered that day. You get it in an email in the morning so you know what to expect. Now, this right now it only covers letter-sized mail. It doesn't cover packages yet. But USPS says that they're hoping that this will cut down on mail theft, because if you know you're anticipating something arriving that day and it doesn't, you can start tracing it faster. USPS also, of course, wants to keep mail relevant in the digital age, because the mail volume has dropped by 35 billion from 2006 to 2015. Most people are going paperless.
They have nobody to blame but themselves because their service sucks.
That's always true.
Going to
the
windows and see these people here in California can't speak English. It's like the zoo parade. Number two on the countdown.
Amazon in the news for good and bad reasons this week. This is the not-so-good news for Amazon. Good for consumers, though. In January, a little girl made the news when she asked her family's Amazon Echo for a dollhouse and some cookies. And the Echo actually listened and delivered a dollhouse and cookies. Her parents were not happy. They tried to get their money back, and Amazon refused. They have a very strict no-refund policy. So now this went up to the Federal Trade Commission. This is a huge case. And now Amazon has to pay $70 million. In refunds for in-app purchases and things like what this little girl went through. So parents say you need our consent, and they won.
Number one is a focus on Facebook yet again this week.
And another story about consent. Facebook is making good on its promise to work towards building a safer community. This week they announced a new suite of tools dedicated to identifying and fighting revenge porn. So that's the non-consensual sharing of sexually explicit images. So Facebook is really cracking down on that.
All right, that makes families comfortable, mothers and fathers anyway. So that's the story. Top five items in the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.